This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
So over the last couple of years when the Knicks have played postseason games, the crowds have gone to the expletive chant. It started with F. Trae Young. That was kind of a big deal. Kind of a running thing was F. Trae Young. As the Knicks get set to take on the Boston Celtics, I've given this thought for an entire week because we got to do better than F Boston. We have to.
Yeah.
Or F the Celtics. It's lame. And we just saw Piston fans do a pretty good job with Jalen calling him a flopper. Whether he's a flopper or not is irrelevant. It was creative. It was funny. It wasn't vulgar. So tell me what you think about this one. And I know I have to explain a little bit of the backstory, but it'll make sense.
Okay, go ahead.
So obviously the Celtics' best player is Jason Tatum, yes, who's off to a terrible start.
In this series.
There have been some controversies around Jason Tatum, but one of the more recent ones was that Steve Kerr benched him, didn't really want to play him in the Olympics.
Other superstars he had to play.
I understand. So, but Jason Tatum's a superstar, NBA champion.
Mm-hmm.
So how about
kind
the Garden?
Young super, I hear you. Keep going.
I mean, whether you agree with it or not, that's irrelevant. He was benched by Steve Kerr. Fine. He was benched by Steve Kerr. All right. How about the crowd chants? Steve Kerr hates you. Steve Kerr hates you.
That would be a Warriors-Celtics final chant. That would be awesome for the
Warrior fans today.
Warrior fans.
We can't borrow it. Like, we don't really care about Steve Kerr.
It's not relative to us.
Well, we're mocking Jason Tatum. Mm. You're right. It's not relative to the Knicks, but we're finding a way to mock him and maybe get to him.
Okay. Gold without playing.
I asked Grok for some chant ideas, and they were terrible. Can I give you some of them?
Grok?
Green's too bright. You're losing tonight. Beantown soft, we're taking off. No more rings, your luck doesn't sing.
That sounds like a soccer chant.
I know, they're awful.
No, because soccer chants, it's like the whole song. It's not just like it's not just the hook.
Right, they go further with it.
They just do the whole thing.
Jason's aim, air ball shame. Shoot like Tatum, rim says no. This is horrible. Tatum's cold. Knicks are bold. Grok should give up on any kind of chant ideas.
This is the problem with AI. We in some cases, it is so useful. Help you write a speech. Find whatever you need to find on the internet or whatever it may be. But when it tries to understand humanity,
it doesn't work.
It does not work.
No, I know.
It can't process emotion.
You're right.
It's almost like Russell Wilson is AI.
True.
Yeah, but how about this one, Evan? Joma loser.
Joma?
Instead
of Joe Mazzulla?
Can I offer a suggestion here?
Yes.
Boston Chuckers.
That's not bad, by the way. I like that one.
It's got to be in their head that they can't, hit three-pointers.
That's a great one.
Boston Chuckers.
Especially if they start the game like 1-for-8.
Yup.
Three-point range.
I think that attacking the weakness of them struggling from three is a very good idea. So Boston Chuckers, or you could even go the route of shoot more threes, shoot more threes, shoot more threes. Almost egging them on. True. Like, yeah, it's not enough.
But what if they hit like 60% of them?
Well, then you, run you out
of the building.
But T.K. goes back to what happens when you chant F. Trae Young and he sticks it up your derriere. I mean, it's kind of the same thing. Or you chant F. Altuve and he hits one over the fence. I mean,
or when the Pistons fans chanted Flopper and J.B. stuck it up there.
Well, that's a good point.
He would flop. I mean, he actually did it by then flopping some more and then sticking it in their eye. So he performed the chant and then stuck it to him.
It's the risk you run by chanting.
Right. I think I listened to Tibbs after that. He was like, yeah, he just thinks that's cheers to him.
That's funny.
It is funny.
I just know what we're going to get. And what we're going to get is F the Celtics or F Boston. Mm. And I just think we got to be better than that. And it's not me being the curses. It's just, it's not creative. It's lame.
It's so low hanging and non-creative. We're better than that in New York. Come on.
And it bothers me because New Yorkers are doing it through multiple teams and multiple sports. Yeah. Like the
I like Tommy's.
I think that's a lot better. I'd go with Boston Chuckers.
Boston Chuckers.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But then you're kind of chanting their names.
This is the juxtaposition we're in.
Yeah.
While I agree the F Boston, F the Celtics thing, you know, we could be more creative. I'm sorry. You start hearing some of these ideas, then you border on corny.
Okay.
That's why you go with the simple bleep.
Okay, fair enough. Can I counter with something that isn't F the team?
You think Boston Chuckers is corny?
Yeah, because I don't think enough people will get it. And I think even the Celtic players might look at it, what does that even mean?
Mm. How about you do a little callback? So let's go all the way back to 1986 when the Mets played the Red Sox in the World Series. The Red Sox fans tried to get to Daryl Strawberry by chanting, Daryl, Daryl. Now, the Mets
fans.
To me,
that's almost like.
It became a positive.
Yeah, they love me.
Well, it became a positive years later.
Some Daryl.
But in the moment, that's what they were doing. And the Met fans returned it by doing that towards, I think it was Calvin Schiraldi, the relief pitcher for the Red Sox. And they were chanting, Calvin. So, what if you go, Tatum.
You're stating the man's name.
But you're doing it in a mocking tone.
And it's a hockey thing when the goalies start getting lit up. Marty.
Yeah, this isn't hockey.
No, but it works that
But it works because, remember, I think it started, and you could correct me if I'm wrong if it happened before this, I really think it started with Mets Red Sox, like in 86.
Mm, Daryl, for sure.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was one before that. So there is a history to New York-Boston related to it. And let's face it, one of the reasons why the Knicks are up 2-0 is the Celtics' best player, Jason Tatum, has been awful.
Right.
That wide-open missed corner three with about 3.5 minutes to go, up by 7 in game 2, that still image may haunt Celtic fans for a very long time.
He thought about it too long.
I think so.
He just stood there and was like, yeah, watch this.
Brick. And the worst part is, if you freeze frame that open look, Jalen Brunson fell. And Al Horford was open under the basket, uncontested. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people up in Boston really killing Tatum for not passing to a wide-open Horford. If you watch it in real time.
9 is just as good as 10.
Well, but also, if you watch it in real time, he didn't have that openness with Brunson falling down until Tatum was ready up and shooting.
Right.
So it's the freeze frame makes it look a little deceiving. But the point is, Jason Tatum has been a failure through these first two games. So that's the guy you want to target. I mean, Porzingis, I know, has a history here, but honestly.
How about the Commodores? Start playing the Commodores. Brick House. That's what they should do.
You should just chant that.
Oh, my God.
Brick House.
It's my mother's maiden name.
There you go.
Brick House.
Tiki's grooving right now. He's got
Geraldine
his head bopping.
Elizabeth Brick House.
Nice.
That's my mama.
Very cool.
So it was your mom's maiden name, and you had a fullback with the name Stackhouse?
Yes.
How about that?
Dude, the Commodores were always blaring in my grandmother's house.
Always. I'm sure. Let's go to Jeff in New Jersey. What's up, Jeff?
Hi. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
What's up? Good.
Good. So here's my scenario. 63 years old, going to Fenway for the first time on Monday and Tuesday, the 19th and 20th.
You're going to go see Monday. Mets Red Sox, because that's when the Mets are going to Boston. How about that?
Yeah, and that's game 7.
I know. Yeah. Trust me, we know. We know. We've analyzed it.
What do I do? try to grab that seat for the TD Garden.
Here's what you do. Because I've thought about this as well on if we go back to Boston for a game 7. But I think what you should do is if you can grab a ticket to game 7, you go to game 7. The Met Red Sox series is a 3-game series. So Monday night would be the opener along with a game 7. You go to game seven. The next night, you go to Mets Red Sox.
Yeah.
Now, the idea
double dip
that we've talked about around here is if we go back to Boston for a seventh game, Tiki and Loogie would go to game seven, and Sean and I would sit on top.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
For the Green Monster at Fenway Park. And so we would actually
Dude, I've never done that.
There.
I've never done that. I want to do that.
Wait, so screw game seven?
Loogie, can you go by yourself to game seven?
I'll go with Loogie to game seven if that's the case.
Going to need some reinforcements. Wow. Somebody steps to me, so I'll take Sean.
Well, the beer is better at baseball games. Just telling you.
So you are picking, because of the beer and the Fenway seats, the Monster seats, you would pick Mets Red Sox over Celtics Knicks game seven.
You think it would give me some more leeway with the Mets so that they could invite me back to the Cadillac Club?
Well, unfortunately, it has nothing to do with the Mets. It's the Red Sox.
Oh, you said the Mets.
Yeah, but they're the road team. The Mets aren't going to benefit from it.
But if I go and I like champion the Mets up at the top of the Green Monster,
that's true.
Won't they be like, "Hey, Teak, come be our guest.
That
Sit
is
down
true.
At the bar. Here's your martini with some Hendrix, shaken, not stirred."
I'm stunned that you were so quick to say, "No, I'm going to Mets Red Sox. Let those guys go to game seven." Let's go to Damian and Mayapak. Hey, Damian.
Hey, what's happening? Yeah, so my daughter's a huge basketball fan. So for the Elite Eight, figured we'd go down to Prudential Center. So, you know, use the Game Time app, get tickets, everything else. Didn't work.
Didn't work?
Didn't work at all.
What happened?
No, sat there until the second half. Tickets didn't drop at all. There was plenty of tickets to go in there, but the prices just weren't coming down.
Yeah,
so I think it's going to be the same thing. Yeah, I think it's going to be the same thing where there's going to be tickets, but they're not going to come down. Everyone's looking, you know, the hot ticket. Nobody's going
to
get in there.
That is the risk to that business model.
That's why the only way to do it, if you're a fan who's saying, "Hey, I'm going to wait to the last second," is have the backup plan of doing something else.
Right.
Tomorrow's a beautiful day in the city. Just go to the city.
The caller that called earlier and mentioned that, he said that. He's like, you go and you join the block party, get on the Game Time app.
Yeah.
If they don't pop up, then just stay at the block party.
Absolutely.
Which is could be probably funner.
Yeah, it could be. No, the atmosphere is going to be a lot better.
Especially if it's perfect weather, and it should be.
And that's the same way you could handle the Mets-Red Sox versus Knicks-Celtics Game 7 decision. You're in the middle of Boston, you got your phone out, and you wait for the best available price, and that's how you decide what game to go to.
Yeah, because the Mets-Red Sox isn't going to be sold out.
No, it's not. But the monster seats, which I did sit there once for, are very expensive.
Because there's not, how many are there?
There are, so I sat, there's like three sections. I would guess there's like 30 or 40 seats.
Oh, dude, that's not a lot.
But I'll tell you, it is an incredible experience. Mm. I went there right before we started our show. Like literally the day before the debut of Evan and Tiki, I was in Boston. And it was crazy. I went with Jet on a Friday night, Mets Red Sox, monster seats, first row. Unbelievable, okay? Unbelievable. Fourth inning, the rain's open.
Oh, God.
Okay? Skies open. There's a three-hour rain delay. There's flooding inside of Fenway Park, which Jet thought was the coolest thing ever. The game gets suspended. Okay? That's it. So the game will continue the next day.
Oh.
When I got my wife...
Were you planning on going home? Oh, dude.
No, not going home. But my wife agreed to go to Boston. She said, go to the game Friday, but Saturday, we're doing stuff in Boston. So when they announced they were picking the game back up, Saturday afternoon at noon, my wife's like, no, 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 we're doing other stuff.
They picked it up in the fourth inning?
They picked it up in the fourth inning.
Oh, dude.
But Tiki is the best part.
This is gonna challenge your husband manhood.
It was easy.
Husband manhood thing.
But I was the husband. I said, no, you're right.
Good for you, Evan. Give you a pound over here.
Thank you very much.
First time you probably ever did that, right?
Well, there's a couple of reasons why.
Okay, let's hear it.
Listen to how cool this is.
You stayed another day.
So I dropped, let's say, I forgot the exact number, $400 a ticket. Well, because it wasn't an official game, I had the right the next day at noon to resell them.
Get out.
So I ended up reselling them not for $400, but let's say for $300.
Because it's only half the game.
Right. Right. And so I ended up sitting on the monster seats for four innings for like $100.
That's kind of great. And then you bought your wife a nice little gift.
That's right.
that's what I would have done.
And then we went on the duck boat. You know, whatever the heck that thing is
called. I told you my history with Fenway, right?
You went there and like the owner kissed your ass, right?
Well, I don't know if I told this audience, but because when I was working for the Today Show, we did a America the Beautiful thing. So it was like Amber Waves of Grain. Somebody did, you know, corn out in the Midwest. I did ballparks. And so we went to a couple of ballparks. One was Wrigley and the other one was Fenway. And so I met Tom Warner and some of the ownerships. And so we were just doing the interview and the game was at night. And so I'm like, yeah, we might as well stay for the game. And so we're sitting with the owners up in the box. I took batting practice with Coco Crisp bat, which was heavy as hell.
Right.
Because I was swinging a regular bat and I couldn't hit it. He's like, get rid of that little twig. And he gave me his bat, which was heavy. He's like, just swing as hard as you can. And I finally started to get it into the outfield.
How about that?
So we go to the game. And then midway through the game, Tom Warner is like, you want to go sit in my first base seats? And so I go sit right on the first baseline, right front row.
Wow.
On the first baseline. And after the game, Tracy and I, who was my fiance at the time, we went to, like, Cheers. And people were like, hey, Tiki. I was like, dude, this is like Cheers.
Yeah.
Like the movie.
No, everybody knows your name.
Everybody knew my name. But it was only because we sat in those seats.
Wow.
And they talked about it on the broadcast.
That's an experience.
Cool. It's kind of cool.
That is an experience. But I'm going to tell you this. Monster seats are better.
I bet they are.
They are. I didn't think they were going to be that cool. Because I'm like, yeah, you're in the outfield. Like, how cool is
Quick
it?
Quick question.
Yep.
I am terrified of heights.
Yeah.
Am I going to be scared?
Here's why I don't think you're going to be scared. In fact, I could argue we could do a radio show out there. There's a table for each seat. So when you sit down on the monster, there's like a table in front of you. And then if you're front row, then there's the monster.
Okay.
So you're not like directly over it.
Second question. Has anybody ever fallen off it?
Not that I've heard.
Jeez.
I mean, jeez.
If nobody's fallen off it, then we're good.
Yeah. I to fall off the monster seat, you would have to get up.
Get on the
stand
table.
On the table.
All right.
And basically be a maniac.
I think I'd still be scared though.
Really?
I'm terrified of falling.
Tommy,
not necessarily, because in a plane I'm fine. In a building that's glassed, I'm fine.
So you're not a cruise ship guy either then?
Absolutely not. Absolutely, I've never been on.
So here's what I think's going on. He's going to Game 7, Knicks Celtics. He's not going to Fenway Park anymore. So Sean, you're back in.
Don't push me over, Evan.
Let's go, Tommy.
Let's go to, well, he doesn't want to because that means there's a seventh game. At this point, you're thinking, let's get this done in 4, 5, or 6.
If there's a seventh game, Tommy, we're going.
Wow. Twice we're going to Boston?
No. Jeez. Well, I have this vision of leaving Fenway with Evan and meeting Tommy after a Knicks loss, and I just offer him Fenway popcorn.
You know? You know what you have to say to him? At least the Mets won. Don't make any plans in October. Nick is calling from Queens. How are you, Nick?
Very good. Let's go, Mets. I do have a two-part call here for you. First, I think we could update that chant. I like Boston Chuckers, and you can add half the crowd, can add mother. And one more part.
That's actually solid.
Go ahead.
Mother's maiden name. Bad Tiki would like your social security number and your date of birth, please.
Thank you, Nick. Let's go to Ryan in Newton, Connecticut.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's up, Ryan?
All right, so I'm going to take it back to the old Cheryl days. So what we're going to go with here, you guys do it because I'm going to butcher it. It's either Jason Softy or Mr. Softy. I feel like that would be perfect.
Jason Softy. Jason Softy.
Yeah, that's all right. Not too bad.
Do they have Mr. Softy?
At Madison Square Garden?
Yeah.
They do not, but they do have Luigi's Ices, which are very good.
That one doesn't work.
That doesn't work for you?
Jason, Luigi.
No.
No, it doesn't work.
At least it's my understanding they don't have Mr. Softy at the Garden, because when I've been there this season, I haven't seen it. I've seen the Ices, though.
Let's ask the expert. Mr. Morash, is there Mr. Softy at Madison Square Garden?
There wasn't as of last year when a Mr. Softy rep confirmed they were trying to get in the Garden. They did not get
it. Yeah, interesting. Mr. Softy not in the Garden's a problem. Let's go to Dave in Brooklyn. Good afternoon, Dave.
Hey, fellas. Listen, I'm a former Knicks fan turned Brooklyn Nets fan. Back in 2012, I moved to Brooklyn at the same time that the Nets arrived in Brooklyn and figured, you know, I just was fed up with all the Dolan nonsense.
Right.
And even though I despise the Knicks and root hard against the Knicks, you know what? I'm rooting for New York. This town has had no happiness with our sports teams, no disrespect to the MLS or to the WNBA. But we've had nothing since the Giants, I think, in 2014, perhaps. So as a Nets fan, I'm just here to say, you know, I'm rooting for New York. It makes people happy. I live in this town. I support this town. I love the city. Let's go Knicks.
You have every right to do it because there were last year, I know it pissed Tommy off, but they exist. There were Met fans last year who said, hey, I'm rooting for the Yankees. It's New York. I've heard Yankee fans say that about the Mets. So while I may not agree with you, I may not join in that sentiment, there are a lot of people this time of year when there is one New York team in it who says, hey, we're New Yorkers. We're all going to root together.
I think Dave is just a Blue Ivy fan.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah. Love some Jay-Z.
Hold on.
Attempt some Jay-Z.
What are you gasping over there?
But here's where I'm going to have a little gripe with that last fella and what you just said, or any Met fan that was rooting for the Yankees last year.
But there were, you know that.
Okay. I understand that the city, New York, all right, we haven't had a championship, obviously, other than the Liberty or NYCFC. The Yankees and their fans, when is enough enough? They've seen enough. Can the Knicks get one? Can the Jets get one? It's one thing to rally around those teams.
But, Tommy, you got to be fair. I don't know where Dave is originally from, but I'm originally from Virginia. So while I'm a Yankee fan, I don't hate the Mets. I don't have that institutional hate for them. So I kind of like, I like the Mets, but I don't. I mean, I root for the Yankees. So if the Mets were in the World Series, I'd be like, go Mets.
But my point is, I could see that this city rallying around teams that haven't won in a long time.
You didn't rally around the Nets 4 years ago. No one else did. So why is that different?
I could see people rallying around teams that haven't won in a while.
When the Jets got Aaron Rodgers, you didn't rally around them either. I'll give you every example.
Was your fault, though.
The Jets,
that
the
was
Nets.
Y'all's fault. Hold on.
What?
Time out.
What?
Chill. That was y'all's fault.
What'd we do?
We're winning the Super Bowl?
Well, I didn't say
you
that.
You got... Not you.
Okay.
Jet fans, that's all I heard for 6 months.
I was wrong.
Super Bowl.
But you're just proving you're actually proving Tommy's point, too. Which is...
It's the fan.
It's the fans.
Yeah.
Like, don't hold all Jet fans, or because of the few Jet fans you didn't like, just like don't hold all Net fans to the few Net fans you didn't like, or in my case, someone could easily say to me, hey, Evan, don't hold all Knicks fans to the Knicks fans you don't like. Because I'll be honest with you, this is where I will be sweet. Most Knicks fans are good dudes. Most Knicks fans I'm happy for. Honestly, like CP, when he comes in an hour, I like CP. I'm happy for him.
Happy
he's
for
a good
Tommy?
Knick fan.
You happy for Tommy?
I go back and forth. Not really.
Why?
He's the biggest Net fan. He's the champion. Yeah, but he's a troller and a half. I go back and forth on Tommy.
Stop
not really.
Projecting on Tommy your trolling propensities.
Not happy for Tommy. Mm-hmm. Happy for CP. Happy for this guy, Jonathan Macri, who does Knicks film school. Happy for him.
How about any of you? Can you name a coworker? Dare you? Geo, Boomer, BT, Sal,
of all the coworkers, I mean, probably Geo, because I remember when he was producing Joe and I.
Big Mac, definitely.
Big Mac's not a Knicks fan. He doesn't care. Geo and I would talk about like the dream of LeBron going to the Knicks, and I was like, Dwayne Wade coming to the Nets. And so he was always a fan, like always a believer. So he's like legit. So probably, if I had to pick someone, and I honestly wouldn't be happy for him. So I'm really just picking him by default. Because, you know, he was trolling the Nets, too. But probably him. Certainly more than you, Tommy.
What have I ever done?
Oh, you know what? I take
what
that back.
What have I ever done
there? Probably BT. He's a good Knicks fan, isn't he?
Yes.
Of course.
All right, so forget it. BT.
You got some... You're special. You really are. Because you...
You play the drop that Nets don't exist 100 times a show.
Not everybody...
Am I right, Teak?
It's appropriate for the show.
Let's go next.
Can you... Because not all of our audience is on social media... What did you tweet out today, Evan, from your social media account, at Evan Roberts, Rico Bronya, WFN?
Oh, I put out a picture of two of my coworkers wearing Celtic jerseys, and I asked the audience who wore it better.
Huh.
One was a picture of Jerry Recco, who wore that this morning on Boomer and Geo, and one was of Sal Licata, who wore that about 4 years ago. And I asked the social media audience who wore it better. By the way, I have an answer. I think Sal wore better because Sal had a bigger smile on his face.
What are we doing here?
So that's my opinion on the subject, but what does that have to do with anything?
It means you took an opportunity here where Knicks fans are celebrating and you tried to tear down the reputation of one Mr. Sal Licata.
No, I didn't.
Just like you like to tear down my reputation by tweeting out my thoughts on Jalen Brunson when he was brought here to New York.
Yes.
So you like to rip the hearts out or whatever you want to call it, sandbag us.
Yes.
So who are you to say anything?
Well, you asked me. You guys asked me my opinion. Mm. I said to you who I'd be happy for and who I'm not happy
for. You just want to tear down your coworkers.
What does that have to do with you? Just ask me a question.
Because you should be lifting us up instead of tearing us down. We would do that for you.
You all can lift each other up. You don't need me.
Oh, you're something.
Let's go to Josh in Smithtown. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. I'm happy to break up that little beef that was starting there. Really quickly. Two things. You know, yesterday you were talking about how the Yankee clothes and the Yankee symbol will garner more hate from the Boston crowd than, you know, any other team.
Yes.
I'm a Rangers season ticket holder, and when the Rangers were playing the Bruins, I had a buddy who was wearing a Sean Avery jersey, and it was a game where Avery was being a particular menace, and he was giving it back to the crowd. The crowd was going at him, and it got so bad that the usher said, maybe you should take off the jersey.
And my buddy, knowing what he's doing, takes off the jersey and has a Mariano Rivera t-shirt. And that just upped the vitriol so much, and it became so raucous. So it kind of proves your point a little bit.
Yeah, it's a Yankee Red Sox thing, man. As much as other things have happened between these two cities, that's the one. That's the one that really stays the test of time. Because think about it this way. That rivalry goes back, and it's so deep, and it impacts multiple generations. The older people in our audience will talk about the 70s. The right. little bit younger people in the audience will talk about the late 90s and early 2000s and Pedro Martinez and Who's Your Daddy. And even if you don't remember that, they're Boston. They're the Red Sox. So it's the ultimate hatred. It really is. And it doesn't, I don't think it works both ways, because I think if someone is at the Garden tomorrow wearing a Red Sox hat, they'll get taunted, but I don't know if it's going to cause what it causes up in Boston if someone's wearing a Yankee hat.
Yeah, because the hate didn't go, the envy didn't go that way.
Right.
It went the other way.
Yeah, we trigger them more than they trigger us. More of your calls coming up at 888-808-1019. And the other thing that you can do if you're in Boston that really garners a response, and I'm certainly not going to do it, is Kyrie Irving. They hate Kyrie Irving. So if I went up there with a Nets Kyrie Irving jersey, they would probably have a bigger issue with me than anybody else.
No, you're right.
You know, second thought, I am coming.
You could confuse them and just wear the Boston jersey, as we said yesterday.
Kyrie Irving jersey?
That would be interesting.
Yeah, I wonder what that does, because it's still a Celtic jersey, but yes, it's of a player that they really, really despise.
Right. It would annoy them.
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely would.
Different
level of annoyance. We'll get back to your Nick calls in a second. CP, the franchise, will be with us in a little bit less than an hour. But the New York Giants, and I wasn't even aware of this till 2 days ago, they have a new reality show. It's on YouTube, and it's detailing the draft process. Now, I assume, unlike Hard Knocks, there isn't going to be anything embarrassing coming out of it, which, unfortunately, we had with Hard Knocks, with the whole Saquon Barkley situation. But I still wanted to watch it, see if I learned anything. See if anything jumped out at me. And there were two things that jumped out at me. Here's number one. They are showing Joe Shane kind of negotiating and also talking to a lot of the scouts and Brian Daboll about their position in the draft in terms of taking a quarterback. They've already made the decision on Abdul Carter. They are talking about trading back into the first round to select a quarterback. And here's Joe Shane talking about it, talking about trade options, and using interesting kind of wording on the Jackson Dart pick, which to me raises some antennas. Take a listen.
I mean, we can get it done in two picks with Denver. I'm just trying to see if we wait, trying to get as much information as we can, but Pittsburgh's a quarterback needy team, but they're looking to move back too, so like, nobody's going to remember a third-round pick if you're right. So you guys are convicted in him. You believe in him. We did the process. He checked all the boxes. Roll the dice.
It seems like he's saying, you guys want the player, so let's do it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's done on purpose or not. And I, first of all, before I give you my opinion, what's your opinion of that? Where it's, well, you guys are convicted, you guys like him, let's do it.
So first of all, to flesh out the whole thing, that third round pick they gave up was who, Sean?
So the Texans ended up trading it to the Raiders. The Raiders took Charles Grant, an offensive lineman from William and Mary.
So it's a guard from, I think.
Yeah, tackle guard, whatever,
combo offensive lineman from William and Mary that was that third round pick, which was the Giants' second third round pick. So are you going to remember that?
I'll give just brief background on this, because there was like other behind the scenes stuff that hasn't come out yet. The Giants at pick 99, which was that pick they gave up, were going to take Cam Scataboo, and at 105, take Marcus Bowe, who was rated there. So they actually took both guys they would have ended up getting anyway.
Oh, interesting. Right, so their board stayed true despite now stealing a pick, basically. That's how you have to look at it. They stole a pick.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, when you think about what the Giants gave up, who cared, right? Because I think they got what they wanted anyways, and it's an offensive guard who may turn into a player, but we won't know that for 3 years. But you did potentially get your quarterback of the future. But what I took away, to answer your question directly, from what Joe Shane said, was it wasn't we, it was you.
That's what I'm saying.
And
does that jumps out at you too?
It just feels like he's saying, and I don't know, like he had to know he was being recorded, like this was going to be released,
right?
That he was putting it on Dave's. That he was saying,
he is putting it on him.
This is your guy, Dave.
Yes.
We've waited for, now if this is our fourth draft, this is your guy. Because he also goes and says, we'll take the risk,
right?
Or whatever. It's risky, whatever the wording was. And so I don't want to say he's distance himself because I don't think he's like really running away from it. I think he's just taking a step behind Dave's, right? You're leading this.
This is your decision.
This is your decision. This is your guy. You better make him a star. That's what it sounded like.
Yes,
to me.
And that's what jumped out at me. It wasn't all right.
Good or bad, this is your guy.
Right. We all did our research. We're all good with it. Here we go. It was you.
Mm-hmm.
It was you made this decision. Now, it jumped out at me, but I wanted to give it more thought. Like, all right, what does it actually mean? I'll give you a positive on why I think it means Joe Shane could be a really good leader. Really good leaders. I've said this before, my opinion on leadership.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell do I know? I don't even think I'm a great leader. But in terms of looking at leaders throughout American history.
You are a fantastic leader.
Oh, thank you. I think great leaders listen, and they don't always make the decision that they wanted to make.
I think you're right, and they additionally will delegate some really important moments.
Yeah.
Or powers, in this case, and say, this is on you, and I trust you.
Yes.
So I think in some ways, that's what he's trying to say.
Yes.
This is on you, and I trust you that you're doing the right thing. I'm going to go make the decision.
I'm signing off on the decision because ultimately it's my call. But yes, it's you. Now, Brian Cashman, this may not be popular with some Yankee fans, but every time he speaks, if you listen carefully, he is an unbelievable leader. He actually is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one small thing he does constantly when good moves are made. And he's actually talking about good moves. I know many Yankee fans are like, good moves are mostly bad.
What ones are you talking about?
But when he talks about good moves, he always talks about the people that advised him to do it.
Yeah.
And that's good leadership. It's a sign of good leadership. It's not about me. Now,
it's giving credit where it's deserved.
100%. So when I heard it, those are the two emotions I had. Number one, he's saying you. But it could be a sign of someone who's a really good leader, or it could be a sign of someone who knows he's on tape saying, if this guy sucks, it ain't my fault because I wanted somebody else.
Right.
And there were reports prior to the draft that they were split in the room concerning the quarterback position, that Dave's preferred Jackson Dart. And I think, Sean, the report was he preferred Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, right? Or at least the front office, him, Brandon Brown, might have. And it's also worth noting in this video, right next to Joe Shane as he's saying this, is John Mara, the owner, hearing him tell Dable, you guys wanted him and did the work on him.
The other thing that jumped out at me, and this was from episode one of this little YouTube giant show, was Joe Shane, and this is on recording, and he's giggling a lot, I warn you, calling the Tennessee Titans to ask about Cam Ward. Like, it is on record. So there have been reports, they gave one last ditch effort to trade up to number one. Well, here it is. Here are the sounds of Joe Shane reaching out to Tennessee to try one last chance at getting Cam Ward.
Were you waiting for that? You going to pick? I had to do it. All right, man. Well, good luck to you, man. I was going to wait and just call you now on the clock, so I figured you guys were picking, but I thought I'd give one more swing. All right, good luck to you. Tennessee's going to pick. I think Ward's going here.
Besides the awkward giggling, if you could look past that, would that bother Abdul Carter that he is hearing on, and Jackson Dart for that matter, that on the record you were their second choice?
I don't think so, because I think every player gets this concept that every team needs a quarterback. You need a good quarterback. And so just because the Giants wanted the quarterback above Abdul Carter doesn't mean that they disrespect him anyway. It's just the reality of the position that the Giants found themselves in. I'm sure a lot of people thought that the Giants were taking a quarterback in some capacity, but Abdul Carter is very assured of himself. You can tell by listening to him talk, because I don't know if this was in the same, it probably was not in the same show, but they had the combine meeting with him, not the combine, the pro day meeting.
Yes.
With Abdul Carter, and you could tell they loved him, right? And by the way, listening to him, I could see why, because he sounds like a dude that's just completely dialed in. When they ask him about, my favorite part was when they ask him, what do you least like about football?
Yes.
And he said, there's nothing I don't like about football. Right? I love everything about it.
But how would you have answered that if someone asked you that? What do you least like? Because I have an answer. Getting hurt. That'd be my answer.
No, you can't be scared of getting hurt.
Oh, so that's a bad answer?
Yeah, because it's part of the process. You're going to get hurt.
I know, but what do I like least about it? I don't like getting hurt.
I think he gave the perfect answer. The absolute perfect answer. I'm looking forward to what he's going to be. I don't know how they're going to use him.
You start reading these things now where they're going to have both all three of those guys on the field at one point. And it makes sense. We saw this back in 07 when the Giants had those three great rushers. You throw one inside, it makes it impossible for the guard who's now having to block an edge rusher. You line one of them up as a wide nine, so you get this one guy on the outside and a guard isolated on another guy on the inside. It makes it really tough for defenses, and they have to commit extra resources to protecting the quarterback, which makes it easier for the secondary, second and third levels to cover. And so I don't think they're taking an issue. I don't think he has any issue with this.
There was one other thing from these two episodes. It's called Giants Life on YouTube about the NFL draft. One small thing, and there's a friend of mine. I'm not making this up. I'll show you the text message. Who's very pissed off about this. Very pissed off about this. And that is, if you watch these videos, you will see in the draft room, as the Giants are drafting, they have a lot of TVs set up. And one of the TVs features the Knicks playoff game. And it's funny. Like, when I first saw it, I laughed, too. I was like, ah, it's funny. And I was even like, ah, it proves Jalen Brunson's the king of New York, right? Now, even the Giants paying attention. But I swear to you, I'll read this. I'm not going to say his name. I'm sure he doesn't want, you know, me put him out there.
Vince Bisaglia.
No, you don't know him. Different person. Played baseball with me years ago. Right, diehard Giants fan. That's not the best look for a three-win team trying to turn their franchise around.
Why?
Because they got the freaking Knicks game on while they're making the most important draft of their lifetimes.
Okay, but they nailed it.
Well, we don't know that yet. They haven't played yet.
From a draft day perspective, they nailed it.
As of now, but no one's played yet, so they haven't nailed it.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, from a draft day perspective, they did exactly what they needed and should have done.
I think most Giant fans are very happy with the draft.
100%.
I will definitely give you that.
They got one of the marquee players, one of the guys that you could say is a perennial Pro Bowler, has Hall of Fame potential, and then you also got your quarterback. What else can you say?
No, on paper it's great.
You got all ballers. You got Scadaboo. You got a tackle or guard tackle. You got what else did they draft? Tight end.
Yeah.
Another tight end. Like they did well.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying it as it's. Well, no one's played yet.
Also,
so on paper they've nailed it. Yes.
It's a Thursday night.
Yes.
Round one. And let's be all real. We all love it. We sit down and watch. There's a lot of lulls in the draft. And you saw it in this 10-minute clip they put out. Joe Shane didn't stop working the phones with any of these
things. So you don't share my buddy's view?
No, because I think ultimately, what does Chris Snee sitting in the back need to be so locked in when picks 4, 5, and 7 come up?
He's already done his job.
He's done his job.
He's one of the scouts, so right. He's already done his job.
And it's not like they had the Knicks foam fingers out were blaring the game sound either. Just in the background.
I'm just telling you. Well, one of my friends, a diehard Giant fan, felt about seeing that image in the background. That's all. I knew you guys would say it's no big deal. I'm giving you the other side. Do I think it's a big deal? No. Because you know what I think is beautiful about multiple TVs? Big multiple TV guy. Because I've got a room with the 6 TVs. Sometimes what I have on the TV, I'm not watching. It's just a glance screen, as I like to call it.
Just like right now, we're doing this fantastic radio show pre-game 3 of the Knicks playoff series against the Boston Celtics tomorrow. What are we watching? Mets 162 from last year.
161, but close enough.
161.
Yes.
161.
Yeah. No, you're right. I don't have an issue with it, but I wanted you to know that there are some Giant fans who saw that and said, hey, put your eye on the freaking ball, bro. Why are we staring at Knicks Pistons? Let's go to Joe on Long Island. How are you, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good. What's up?
Good.
I got a little anti-Boston that's not sports-related. So after the Boston Marathon bombing, that summer my wife went to a New Kids on the Block concert where the band was talking about we're collecting money for Boston Strong, and they put on their T-shirts, and the whole crowd started booing them saying, F you, Boston. So that still goes into the entertainment world, how much they hate Boston.
Wow. That's something else right there. Jeez.
That is bad.
Let's go to Steve in Brooklyn. Hey, Steve.
I think instead of chanting anything, every time any Boston Celtics squares up to shoot, everyone should just start yelling bricks in their own timing. Like it's a playground.
I think it's a good idea. You got to take advantage of what right now, it's funny, it was their strength last year. It's their identity. But right now is the biggest weakness. And the thing they're probably thinking most about going into game 3, which is the fact a team that took more threes than any other team in the history of the NBA, 48 per game, is hitting at a 25% clip. Like that is... That's unbelievable. And it's unbelievable because after game 1, all of us to a T said, well, that won't happen again. And it did.
Right.
So, yeah, you almost want to mock the fact that their biggest strength right now has become their biggest issue. George is calling from Yonkers. Hey, George.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Happy Friday.
Likewise.
Happy Friday.
Sorry to bring it back a few callers. The guy that had the dilemma over the Met game on the 19th or to go to the basketball game. He's not going to be the only one. That's actually seven-line Army night up in Fenway. There's going to be 2,500 people up there for the Mets.
Wow. That's going to be a crazy... That is going to be one of the most intense New York-Boston invasions, potentially, of course, because we need to get to a Game 7, and there's certainly a long way to go. And as a Knicks fan, you're confident that you won't need to get to that point of a seventh game. But if we get that, you know, we were talking so much about the potential of a Game 6, where at Madison Square Garden you'd have Knicks Celtics, and over at Yankee Stadium you'd have Juan Soto's return, Mets-Yankees. Now, crazy that would be. Monday night in Boston, a week from Monday, could be one of the most insane New York-Boston nights you'll ever see.
True.
Because there would be a full invasion. Met fans at Fenway, Knicks fans trying to get into Boston. And I think you're right, Teak, even though I haven't gotten the wife's approval. I'm already going to Boston once. But we may have to do a double invasion. We may have to come at them from both sides. Two of us go to Fen, two of us go to the Garden, and we take over Boston.
I like it.
You got me all fired up now.
I can see.
Got me thinking about this one.
Want to remind you, we all plan on being in attendance Sunday night Yankees-Mets. So we'll get in a car from the Bronx.
Oh, my God.
Right, and Friday night. Go. It's like a bundle. Just tell your wife you ordered the sports bundle.
Yeah. Go to three games. I'm not going to be around for the next 2 days.
See you in a week and a half.
Uh-huh.
When we come back, we'll get back to your phone calls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.